Welcome to Cottage Talk Full Time. I'm Russ Goldman. Joining me right now is Emilia Dinello, who is at Craven Cottage tonight for the come from behind 4-1 Fulham victory against Ipswich Town. He is on to give his reaction to this Fulham match shortly after it ended. Emilio, welcome back to Cottage Talk. It's been a few hours, but I think it's still a good time for you to talk about this victory. Opening thoughts.
Where do I start? So, yeah, hello, listeners around the world. So, I've just literally got home after the game, totally drenched, totally soaked, absolutely pouring down with rain there. But it's worth getting totally soaked after winning a game and watching a performance like that. It's it's a game of two halves, you could argue. First 60 minutes, we were very, very average, very poor, not really testing the keeper enough, not really looking like scoring. But, you know, you could argue a controversial, well, I would say controversial, the incident that led to the first goal, obviously, the sending off, that changed the game. And after that, Fulham was just rampant. You know, we were a completely different team, just like we were last season. You know, we could have scored 6 or 7 or 8, but
I agree.
You know, I'll take that any day. You know, just I can't remember a game where we've scored that many goals in so few minutes. So I'm slightly out of breath after jogging on my way back home after the because it's literally pouring with rain out there. But it's a small price to pay after watching a comeback like that tonight.
That's great, Emilio. And what's interesting, Fulham scored in the 69th minute, the 72nd minute, the 74th minute, and the 76th minute. It happened in that short period of time. So, again, what you were watching at that period, was it just inevitable that these goals were coming after the first one came in? What was going through your mind after the first one?
Yeah, I think the sending off, we will talk about it shortly, but I think that I honestly thought, even before the sending off, I didn't think we could score from open play. I thought the only way we were going to get back in the game was maybe through a penalty. I was actually talking to the guys around me that the only way we were going to score was maybe by a penalty, and potentially if we get one early, we can still win the game 2-1. But then, you know, we just stepped up the ante. We just stepped up two or three gears. Our passing was immaculate. Yes, we had the extra man, but normally it's a lot more difficult to play against 10 men than it is to play against 11. So it's bad enough playing for the best part of 70 minutes with 11 men behind the ball, and to then have their players sent off, all they're going to do is just sit back even deeper. But, you know, we managed to break through with a slightly fortuitous goal, and maybe that just gave us a spring step to have belief. There was still 20 minutes to get a winner, and you saw the rest of history, another 3 goals in the space of 5 minutes. So it's a magical moment, but maybe this is the kick up the backside we deserve to give it to a team. Now that we've thumped a team good and proper, maybe this will be the spring step to go and win further games, go on that winning run that we've talked about in the last couple of weeks, and do what Derby County have done, because all we need is a few more wins and draws, and then suddenly we're in playoff contention and the dream could come true.
Absolutely, Emilio. This could be a springboard. That's why this victory is so huge, 4-1. But let's now get to the moment of the match. Like you said, the red card. What did you see in this whole scenario?
You know, it happened in a flash, and I haven't got the benefit of replay. So those who are listening to this, you know, feel free to challenge me what I'm saying. But what I saw that was a bit of a shove to Kamara, the other side of the pitch. From a distance, I could see some arms raised and a bit of controversy. And obviously, the Bettinelli saw him coming out of the penalty area, charging towards the referee. So, there was enough, you know, belief amongst the Fulham faithful and the players that said there was a serious assault, as Fulham Football Club commented on it. So, it looked dirty from a distance. And obviously, I haven't seen the replay, but from all accounts, looking on Twitter, it seems like maybe if Kamara fouled initially, maybe he should have got a yellow card. But in the space of 8 seconds, Kamara was physically stronger than Sears. Maybe should have been a free kick to Ipswich. But within 6-7 seconds, Spence came along, barged Kamara off the ball. And that in any game, in any country, it's a straight red card. So Ipswich fans can't blame the incident for losing the game. The player shouldn't retaliate in that way. So, you know, the referee did the right thing, sent him off, and that probably did change the game.
It did, Emilio. Let's be honest here. And I'm glad that you talked about the overall play. You felt that Fulham were going to struggle the rest of the match. You thought that it would have taken a penalty to score. So open play, you saw a club that was struggling. And what's interesting, what I was watching was a team that was organized against us. We've seen this so many times. We just weren't clinical enough, especially in the first half, and then they get a situation where they punish us again. If we're talking about the first half, I thought that really just showed some of the weaknesses we've seen from Fulham this season. It's having all the play, looking dangerous. Yep. But how many times did we really force the goalkeeper to really get into action there? We were getting in very good areas, Amelia, but we weren't clinical enough again. And then, like I just mentioned, you get the goal and everything changes.
Yeah, and I just thought, in the first half, you know, all our efforts were pretty much from long distance. You know, how many saves did their keeper have to make from close range? So we had, you know, Fredericks had a good run in the first half, crossed the ball into the six-yard box, no one there to finish it off. We've got in a few reasonable positions, but maybe we wanted the extra touch, the extra pass. And most of our shots were from distance. I think it was it Norwood or Johansson who shot from outside the area in the first half and the keeper palmed it away.
Johansson.
That was the most notable incident, positive incident from Fulham's perspective. But you know, Johansson gave away maybe a needless foul in towards the end of the first half. From what he was in front of me, from what I saw, I didn't think it was a foul. But again, I haven't got the benefit of watching a replay. I thought he was harsh to have rewarded a free kick to Ipswich. They did the decent thing, put it in the danger area. We weren't able to defend it. Pettinelli was in no man's land. And like you said, Ipswich did nothing other than getting a good free kick into the danger area and they scored from it. Same old, same old. 70-odd possession and we're 1-0 down.
Yeah, it's crazy, Emilio, because I feel like I've seen this movie so many times. And I thought it was going to end badly. I'm just saying, at halftime, I'm thinking, okay, shouldn't be going this way. We dominate the play, but they get the goal. Here we go again. And then, listen, we get a situation that goes our way, and it was the right call. The red card was the right call. Let's just say what it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
The right call. And he gets sent off, and we take advantage of it. And I said this to you before we started recording this. They still have to score the goals. They still have to do this. And they looked like they could score 5, 6, or 7 at one point. So, they were down a man, but we still had to score the goals. And there were two goals by Sessegnon and two goals from Abubakar Kamara. Talk about the goals.
Yeah, just one thing I wanted to note before as well. It's also half time. So I was disappointed with a small section of the Fulham fans actually booing the team off, you know, at half time. I just think that was unnecessary.
Oh, okay.
You know, we didn't have the best force up, but there was a very small minority of Fulham fans who actually booed at half time, which I think was, you know, unjustified. Yes, we struggled to perform against a very well-organized team. But, you know, at the end of the day, it wasn't the end of the world. We always felt if they could score a goal, they could go on and win the game. But, you know, the second half, we started more positively. We did step up a gear. We took the game to them. They obviously sat back. This was obviously before the sending off. But again, it was a lot of good passing, a lot of good movement. But, you know, but let's give Ipswich credit. They were defending well. They're fighting for their lives, scrambling the ball away, giving away corners. But at the end of the day, their keeper wasn't making any saves. You know, up to the point that we scored, their keeper had made zero saves in the second half, which is why I felt something a bit fortuitous needed to get back in the game, whether it be a penalty or a missed kick from Cabana. So Cabana's, you know, how he completely missed it, that shot was beyond me, but it fell kindly to Kamara. Thank you very much. 1-1. And that was the spring. Sorry, it was Sessegnon the first goal, wasn't it? He was in the penalty in the right place, but he made a good run into the ball, find himself in the right position. But like I said, it's a bit of a fluky goal, but sometimes you need a bit of luck to go your way. So that was 1-1, and you know the next moments is you can blink a couple of times, and next you've scored another couple of goals. So that gave us belief. You know, I thought there was a lot of belief when that goal went in, and then we thought, hold on, there's enough. There's 20 minutes plus here to go and get a second. With plan playing with the extra man, and you know, the rest was history. You know, another three goals in the next few minutes, just gave them a good old whipping against Mick McCarthy's team.
Absolutely, you have the goal by Kamara in the 72nd minute. Then you have in the 74th minute, you have the combination of Kearney setting up Sessegnon for his second goal, and then Kamara has the final goal in the 76th minute. It looks like it was a deflection. Who cares? He scores the goal, and the match ends 4-1, Emilio. And what was going through your mind after the final whistle?
You know, it's belief again. You know, we were saying on the show last week, and you know, I think I was saying when we were on the show with Scott, you know, we did a mid-season review, and, you know, I always felt that, you know, the season isn't over yet. You know, if we can get, on average, 2 points a game, you know, and target 80-plus points a season, it was still doable. And, you know, we've got to beat the likes of Ipswich Town, the teams around you and below you. Those, you know, win those games at home, pick up points away from home, go on this unbeaten run, and you know the dream is not over. You know, we've still got another 20 plus games to go, potentially some strength coming into the transfer window this month. And, you know, second half, there was some encouraging signs there. Forget the fact that we played against 10 men, but Kearney had a fairly quiet first half, but second half he came into his element, you know, wasn't afraid to take shots from distance, some sublime passing. Johansson, I think, it's, you know, had a reasonable second half. You know, Norwood had a good game. I thought Norwood had a good first half. You know, got an assist, I believe, in, with one of the goals, if I recall. Johansson, for one, I think it was the second or third goal. Excuse me for not remembering which one, but he won the ball around the halfway line with some strength. You know, nice, beautifully weighted pass to one of our players, which then resulted in one of our goals. So, you know, I just think you saw the Kearneys, you know, and Johansson clicking in the second half. Norwood coming in for McDonald's. You know, I don't think we missed Kevin McDonald today, to be honest. I think Norwood had a good first half.
I was
going to
ask you that. Before we go, I want to get your thoughts on McDonald and Callis not being in there. I know that we gave up the goal. Maybe if they're in there, things could have been different on that set piece. But still, I thought they played fairly well without Callis and without McDonald especially.
Yeah, and I think for their goal, we've got to give them credit as well. It was a beautiful weighted pass into the six-yard box. You know, I think if Callis was there, I don't think it would have made a difference. I think Bettinelli, from what I saw, should have done better. You know, didn't, he sort of hesitated, came out a little bit late, and, you know, unfortunately, you know, we conceded. But Norwood stepped in admirably for McDonald today. I thought first half he was probably our best player. You know, like I said, I think he did some. There was an incident in the first half where there was a bit of backward passing between the defence, Norwood, the goalkeeper, and when the rain was pouring down, all I could see is there was Bettinelli wasn't confident shooting the ball or kick, you know, taking goal kicks and, you know, passing it quickly. There was a nasty wind out there. It was pouring with rain, and maybe that affected the delivery at times. But we were a little bit nervous in defence at times. But I thought Norwood played well. Aita, before he went off, you know, I think he started brightly. But overall, we just seemed to struggle to just break them down. And you've got to give Ipswich credit for that. But once we got that first, we always felt we could go on and win the game. And like I said, but nobody expected to score 4 goals in 7 minutes. So 3 points in the bank. We're knocking on the door from the playoffs. We've got Burton next home game. That's, you'd expect to get 3 points from there. So, you know, things are looking up here.
Absolutely, Emilio. Listen, it's late for you. Thank you so much for joining me. I just want to mention that we will be doing a full post-match show on Wednesday. Giannis and myself will be doing a full version, but this is great that we could do a full-time episode, which I like to do with you when we can. So thank you so much for doing this, Amelia.
No problems. You know, like I said, I haven't had the benefit of watching the any of the replays, but from all I can, it was an experience to be there. You know, managed to get a selfie with Kamara after the game as well. So by all means, you want to post it up online, Russ, please do so. So it's not as big as I thought it was. You know, I'm not the tallest of people, as you know, but you know, I actually wasn't that far shorter than he was. So that's saying something. But you know, it was great to see. You know, see that will do his confidence a power of good. 4 goals in 2 games. You know, he was in the right place. You know, for both those. You know, certainly for the first goal, he got a fortuitous second. But sometimes strikers, you need a bit of luck, and maybe this is the luck he needs. And his confidence will grow. Kearney's confidence will start to grow. The team will start to click. And you know, let's just hope we retain Sessegnon and Kearney in this transfer window, because then, you know, Sessegnon again, special call out, great game, another two goals. Maybe slightly disappointed for being substituted. You know, the reaction I saw there was, you know, he was applauding the fans, but I think he was disappointed. He was sort of taken off. You know, he probably wanted another hat trick, but at the end of the day, at the end of the game, he went around applauding all the fans and actually kissed his Fulham badge several times. That tells me he's not going anywhere. So that hopefully will give the fans some reassurance.
Okay, excellent there, Mill. Listen, thank you for sharing all that and sharing what you saw tonight. Really appreciate that, my friend. But it's time
to
go with our full-time episode. For Emilio Danella, I'm Russ Goldman. Thank you, as always, for listening to Cottage Talk.